All right, now. You're going to turn left. You see the sign for Parker's Bar? It's above those stairs. We'll walk towards those stairs. Go on now. Walk up them to the very top of the staircase. All right, you're at the top of the stairs. Walk over to the right. You see the mirror across the room? Well, if the room's being used, just stay where you are. But if it's not, go over to that mirror. This mirror used to hang in Charles Dickens' room when he stayed at this hotel. Before Dickens gave his first American reading of A Christmas Carol, he sat in his room and rehearsed in front of this very mirror. Look into the mirror, and maybe you'll see a shadow of Dickens himself. Turn around now. You're going to go back down the stairs. The Omni Parker House Hotel is the oldest continuously operating hotel in the United States. Man, these halls are full of stories. And some of the hotel's guests, of course, are famous, like Charles Dickens. But some of the hotel's employees actually rival the guests in fame. You're going to turn left now, at the bottom of these stairs. Go into the Parker House restaurant up ahead. Just say hi to the hostess. Go in and stand over on the left-hand side so you're not in anyone's way. Here, in this very restaurant, a young African-American busts tables back in the 1940s. His name was Malcolm Little, but the world would remember him as Malcolm X.
The white man knows what a revolution is. How do you think he'll react to you when you learn what a real revolution is?
A couple of decades earlier, a young pastry chef from Vietnam worked in the kitchen here. It was Ho Chi Minh, the future communist leader of North Vietnam, the man who, according to Time magazine, perfected guerrilla warfare and would deal America its worst military defeat. Now, turn to table 40. It's at the back left corner from the entrance. It's a summer evening, 1953. A young Navy veteran is sitting there with his girlfriend. It's John F. Kennedy and Jackie Bouvier, a 23-year-old beauty. Suddenly, John takes a deep breath. He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a ring and places it on her finger. Here, America's royal couple was born, John and Jackie Kennedy. Here was the dawn of Camelot. The world was before them. Their trials and tragedies, still far, far in the future.
Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please.
Okay, you're going to turn around now and walk back out of the restaurant. When you're back out and in the lobby, turn right. You're going to go down the stairs, under that fancy crest. Go out the doors. turn right. There's a cool cobblestone alleyway on your right. It kind of gives you a feel of old Boston. Keep going. Up on your left, across the street, that fancy old French Revival building, that's the old City Hall. I love that building, man. It's too bad we got too big for our britches and the city government moved out of that building into our new one, which is about half a mile from here. Turn right now onto Province Street, right here.